Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. Strange story, San Diego Padres. They sweep the Atlanta Braves, beating them yesterday 4-3. What's so amazing? The Padres on a roll. Everett Cabrera, RBI single in the 10th. Tommy Medica finishes up an unbelievable weekend, going 8-for-12 with 5 RBIs. The Friars have won 5 of their last 6, and since the All-Star break, they're 10-6. Here's the statistic. This is a team that got to the All-Star break hitting .214. Since they made the trades and got rid of players, the team batting average is .281 during this streak. Travel day today for the Padres. They go to Minnesota, open a short series with the Twins tomorrow. Pitching ace Andrew Cashner out 4 weeks with shoulder and neck problems, cleared to pitch in a rehab game Lake Elsinore on Friday. Outfielder Carlos Quentin has left the club to go get a second medical opinion. He may have bone damage in a knee, career very much in jeopardy. As the Padres were winning, the Dodgers were losing again to the lowly Cubs 7-3. Chris Coughlin with a 2-run home run triggered that. Matt Kemp hit his 5th home run in 6 games, but the Dodgers lost 2 of 3 to a bad Chicago team. Great night of baseball ahead of us. Dodgers home, Angels interleague series starts tonight, 1-4. Zach Greinke, 12-6, goes against Angels ace Garrett Richards, who's 11-4. Halos beat Tampa Bay yesterday, 7-5. Angels erupted for 5 runs in the first inning. The Halos are 66-44 on the season. Not a good weekend for injuries in Major League Baseball. Dodgers lose another pitcher, Paul Maholam, one of their part-time starters and long relievers gone for the year, torn knee ligament when he fell on the mound. Angels of DL'd pitcher Joe Thatcher goes down with a bad ankle injury, and they're sending Tyler Skaggs, one of their starters, to go to a doctor to see about a forearm injury. End of the season for Giant pitching ace Matt Cain, going to have major surgery, bone chips in his elbow, going to be gone into next season. Arizona loses power-hitting first baseman Paul Goldschmidt for the rest of the year, broken hand, hit by a pitch. Kansas City loses its first baseman, Eric Hosmer, 2 months, broken hand. He was also beaten by a pitch. In Philadelphia, it just gets worse. Cliff Lee, the big-money left-handed pitcher of the Phillies, has re-injured his left elbow for the second time this season. He's probably gone for the year. Red Sox have lost catcher Dave Ross. Arch injury goes on the DL. Astros DL first baseman-designated hitter Jesus Guzman with a back injury. Seattle loses Corey Hart probably for the rest of the season, has re-injured a knee. And Yankee pitcher Masahiro Tanaka will throw tonight in the bullpen. It'll be his first throwing session in 4 weeks since he went down with a partial tear of an elbow ligament, and they gave him a plasma platelet injection to see if that could help the elbow heal. On the roster front, Yankees have released second baseman Brian Roberts and infielder utility man Scott Sizemore. Braves have released outfielder Jordan Schaefer. Red Sox in a surprise give up on first baseman DH Mike Karp. Orioles have signed free agent pitcher Joe Saunders. Miami has released veteran shortstop Miguel Tejada. Turning to football, the Chargers return to the practice field to begin game preparations for Thursday's preseason opener against the Dallas Cowboys. Big question in the Chargers camp right now is the health of newly signed free agent cornerback Brandon Flowers. He missed 3 straight games, and it appears he may be having some knee problems. Pro Football Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio on Sunday night. New York Giants unveiled a new offense and a new running game. They powered their way to a 17-13 win over the Buffalo Bills. Young quarterback Ryan Nassib threw a 73-yard touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. That was the difference maker. Giants got 48 yards rushing from rookie Boston College running back Andre Williams. Today could be decision day in the arbitration hearing involving Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon. He is contesting a 1-year drug suspension for a positive test he said was caused by secondhand smoke. They met for 10 and a half hours on Friday. Testimony has resumed Monday midday in Cleveland. Bears looking for backup insurance quarterback, talking to Kyle Orton, just let go by the Dallas Cowboys. Meanwhile, the NFL this weekend began the experiment with the point after touchdown kick coming from the 33-yard line. 3 attempts in the Bills-Giants game, all 3 were successful. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says there will be no further disciplinary action against any of the former Miami Dolphin players that were involved in the hazing incident last year with Jonathan Martin. He says there's no further discipline coming because all 3 players that were implicated have gone through counseling sessions and have stayed out of trouble since that point in time. College football, San Diego State opening preseason camp. Aztecs are looking for a backup quarterback, a backup running back, and are looking for two starting safeties. Their schedule this season may be the toughest the Aztecs have played on the road in recent time. Air Force Academy is rocked by an internal report of drug abuse, heavy-duty partying, and academic fraud in the Falcons' football and basketball programs. There could be more changes coming at the Air Force Academy. 11 players have been implicated so far. In basketball, a horrifying injury with Team USA as it was preparing for the World Championships. The leading scorer, the Indiana Pacers, Paul George, goes down with a catastrophic knee injury, compound fractures of his leg when he tripped and fell into a basket support. He's going to need 18 months to rehab, 3 hours of surgery over the weekend. Almost a done deal. The owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Glenn Taylor, says Kevin Love will be traded. The power forward all-star, who's going to be a walk-free agent, is going to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers at the end of the month of August. In golf, a terrible story with Tiger Woods severely injures his back while falling while hitting out of a bunker yesterday at the Bridgestone Tournament at Firestone in Akron, Ohio. He may have ruptured a disc. It could end his season. It's the seventh different injury Tiger Woods has had in a body that's broken down since 2007. And a really ugly story, PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson has left the tour to enter a rehab center for cocaine and marijuana addiction. He's facing a six-month suspension. He had built a reputation of not only being a pretty aggressive golfer, but being a party animal. He's evidently had five different drug incidents in his career. Auto racing, Dale Earnhardt Jr. muscles his way to win the Pocono 400 yesterday after a 13-car wreck early in the race knocked out most of the leaders. And in the road race, the Mid-Ohio race, IndyCar, Scott Dixon wins the race, came across the finish line with his fuel light on. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.